to the way of salvation. Come to the way of Allah. Come to the way of salvation. Come to the way of Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, Amma Baad. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islami brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome to our special silsila, What is success? How we should attain success? Who is the successful person? What are the qualities of the successful people? Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we've been blessed again with the Mufti Sahab, Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi from South Africa is here, Alhamdulillah, and other Muballighi Dawat Islami. Inshallah, you will learn some Madani Pool about how to be successful in this world and the hereafter today. There are countless virtues and blessings of reciting Durood e Pak of the best of creation, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, decorate your gathering by reciting the Durood e Pak upon me, as this will be the noor light for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inshallah, we're gonna hear some Madani Pools from our Mufti Sahab first, inshallah. Mufti Sahab, what's the Quran say and what's the Islam say? What's the sign of the success and the people who are successful?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'ad, fa'audhu billahi min shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. There are many places in Quran Kareem and in Ahadith where there are many different things mentioned as a symbol of success. But the first 11 ayat of Surah Al-Mu'minun, they cover the success part of a believer very comprehensively. And I would say the complete recipe
Subhanallah.
Of success is okay. Explained and mentioned. I would like to read ayat and give translation as well. Then we can discuss them slowly, inshallah, as the time permits. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون صدق الله العظيم قد أفلح المؤمنون Undoubtedly, the believers reached their goals. Means the believers have become successful. الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون Those who humble themselves in their salahs. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِدُونَ And who do not incline towards vain talks, unnecessary, useless talks. They don't get involved with that. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ And who are active in the payment of zakat. والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون, and who guard their private parts, إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين, except from their wives or the lawful handmaids whom they possess. So then there is no blame upon them. فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون. So whoever desires anything more than these two, they are the transgressors. والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون, and those who are protectors of their trusts and their promise, and who guard their salah, these people will get the inheritance of paradise. They will abide in it forever.
Subhanallah.
So in these 11 ayat, principally there are 8 issues mentioned. So if one can attain 8 things or practice 8 things, he will be successful. That's by the guarantee of Quran Kareem.
MashaAllah.
Number 1 is Iman. And inshallah we will discuss what is Iman and what is the definition of Iman. And this success which is being discussed here is particularly, exclusively for the mu'min, for the believer. And then namaz mein gid-gidana, that one humbles himself when he is in the salat, and refraining from useless talks, vain talks, as in English they say, chit-chat. Just keep on talking and talking and talking. And then the issue of zakat. The person is active in payment of zakat. Active means here that he regularly pays zakat. He doesn't pay occasionally. So every year when zakat becomes obligatory upon him, he pays zakat. So he is called an active zakat payer. In other words, we can say irregular zakat payer. And then comes that he protects his private part. And the message is very clear that he does not commit any haram act, any shameful act. And then comes amanat and ahad. Amanat is trust, that if anyone keeps trust by him, he looks after. And he guards his promises. That means if he makes promise with anyone, he fulfills his promise. And lastly, what is mentioned in this ayah karima, that he protects his namaz. And protection of namaz, guarding namaz, means that he performs all his namazes in the correct times, with all the necessary conditions that are imposed, together with the obligation of namaz, he fulfills them.
So namaz being mentioned here twice, Mufti Sahib, in starting and in the end of the qualities of the successful believers.
Yes. So the first thing was to be humble in salat. So you can only be humble in salat if you are conscious that you are performing salat, you are mindful. What happens in most cases, people, they start namaz, and then khayalat, thoughts, take them elsewhere. It's a test. You know, shaitan also tries his level best to, if he can't mislead you fully, then at least he'll try to reduce your sawab, you know, cause things so your sawab is reduced. He doesn't settle with anything, you know. So that happens, that concentration in namaz, you know, tawajjuh and realization that you are in such kind of worship whereby you are communicating directly with your Lord. So how alert you should be at that time. You know, how conscious you should be at that time. So that's lacking in many namazis. But here the recipe of success is given. Of course, success is a big thing. So you can't just get success with doing no hard work. And in order to develop that kind of awakening within yourself, you need to do some work. You need to do some exercises. There must be some plans. There must be some guide or coach to help you to reach that level. That's where the Murshid comes and plays the part. Because that's your coach. He's teaching you to reach that level. It's the experience of pious people that, you know, if they were not connected, they performed their namazes, but the level of, you know, connection was always low. But when got connected through some pious personalities, then the level of connection increased and they became more conscious about their presence in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So the one is this matter, the other one is guarding. Guarding means here reading regularly with punctuality, not missing, not reading 3 a day or 4 a day, reading all 5 within their correct times, because that's the person who's called namazi. The one who reads 4 is not namazi. The one who reads 3 is not namazi. Namazi means you read namaz according to the hukm of Allah and His Rasul, and that's 5. That's not 4, that's not 3, that's not 2.
Nowadays, 90% namazi only Friday namazi. 95% namazi only eat day namazi. You talking about not four time namazi be successful, not 3 time namazi successful. 5 times a day namazi is a successful person.
We must keep on inviting them towards the complete and true path of success. So it's good they come. So it also gives us a chance to remind them.
Today people, they go through many efforts to become successful. Everyone wants to become successful. However, like you mentioned, that in the Quran it's mentioned that we should protect our salah, we should protect our namaz. Every day, 5 times a day, the muazzin is calling out that come to success. However, majority of the masajid are empty. Where if you go onto the main roads on a Saturday or Sunday when many people are off, it's traffic jam everywhere. But if you go to the masjid on the same day, there's hardly any namazi there.
On one hand, you're getting the muazzin in the masjid calling, come to success. On the other hand, we're getting various things coming through our post or when we're going through the our day-to-day life, inviting towards sin. And it feels as though the population as not a whole, but a majority of, are more inclined to the other than the other, when the one is the real success, as you just mentioned.
Well, I mean, for a Muslim, for a believer, the words of Allah Azza wa Jal are the most truthful words. There cannot be more truth than what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has told us, informed us, and brought to us via His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as confirmed knowledge. And whatever comes from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the truth. So it's all about knowing and understanding and taking it in, you know, into their hearts or into their minds or into their systems. You talk to any Muslim, he will agree, yeah, no, the path of namaz is good, it's successful, will make you successful, path of, you know, paying zakat, path of piety, they will agree, they will not argue with you. They will not, you know, deny. But then the question still comes, then why don't you do? Mm. So, it's all about, you know, laziness. It's the attacks of shaitan and nafs, that they keep on involving people in worldly temptations and, you know, the pleasure that's there, or that what suits the nafs, because nafs likes entertainment, nafs likes luxuries, nafs likes comforts. So where there's any kind of comfort to nafs or entertainment, then people run towards that, because their nafs is not under control. They have not done any exercises to control the nafs, because you need to develop those skills, how to control nafs. Now people, and this is what Sufi Ikram, pious people, Buzurganideen used to do in their khanqahs. They would give them different methods and ways to develop those skills so they can control nafs and not to be overpowered by nafs. Now those lessons are getting lesser and lesser, and those people are becoming lesser and lesser who can really help and guide people. Unfortunately, today, in today's time, things have become something else. They're not what they are seen. And alhamdulillah, within the mahal of Dawat Islami, to a very large extent, that system is being practiced and has become successful as well. What we call it, a Madani Inamat. So it's actually that, it's a program. You know, we're talking about development. We're talking about developing something inwardly. So you have the power to say no where you need to say no as a Muslim. And you have the power to say yes where you need to say yes as a Muslim. The most problem is that if there's a short-lived pleasure and it comes for free, or opportunity is there, or some money, you know, easy money, the problem is that person can't say no. So if his skills are developed to say no, then he will say no. So this suhbat and this company of good people, and where people are given training and they're conscientized and they are you know, made aware of things that they don't know. You can't see them. You can't see this nafs that we're talking about. When did you see? It's actually that inner feeling.
What I want to do.
Yes, what I want to
what
do.
What I want to do. What I feel like doing when I want to do.
Yes, and then it tells you, go enjoy. And everybody else is enjoying. What you worried about? Halal and haram and jais and najais, you know. Who has seen the akhirat? That's why it's very important for all Muslims to be in an environment, to have friendships, circles of pious people that who talk about deen and worry about their akhirat and the success of the akhirat. Without that, you know, alone individual to fight these forces of nafs and shaitan and where they lead you out there. Out there, I mean, you go in the marketplace, the millions of things are standing to invite you towards evil. And how strong you are not to accept those invitations. But if you have the sohbat and the company of good people, parents must encourage their children to go and sit with good people, pious people, and do not tell them, don't go there, don't keep beard, don't wear amama, don't go to masjid, you're not going to become maulvi, you'll become this, you are destroying their lives.
You mentioned that point, don't become maulvi. It's like, who's going to pay my bills? Who's going to look after me? Who's going to fend for me? How are you going to get married? How are you going to have children if you go and sit in the masjid all day? You know, this is not, I think the perception of success, even in parents.
Yeah, see this, who's going to look after me? Who's going to pay my bills? So that means you got children as an investment. You You're paying their fees as an investment. So you're doing business with your children. That means you don't love them. Mm. Parents should be looking after and paying their fees for their madrasa, school, college, university, for the love of them. Not as an investment that when I'm an old man, he will look after me. And most of the time, these people who have these kind of hopes in children, these children will let them down. They'll say, no, I don't care. I got my own wife. I got my own kids. I have to look after them. You did your duty. Now I have to do my duty towards my kids.
The cycle continues.
Yes. So it's a deception. We see anything glittering, we think it's a gold. But in reality, it's a worthless metal. Mm. It looks like gold. So this is actually the truth. So we read Quran, we read Hadith, we sit with the pious people. And when you sit with them, then you realize this dunya is nothing. You know, I'm not interested in this dunya. Otherwise, people go crazy for this dunya.
Mufti Sahab, today the concept of the success is just to think and plan for tomorrow. We consider him to be a clever person and successful person who plan for tomorrow. We have everything sorted for tomorrow. He is the successful person. We spend our 1/3 life to get the education. Why? To save our future. That's why you're talking about the children as well. Why upbringing the children so tomorrow gets better? Why are we having these cars and everything? We are telling, so our future will get better and we'll be successful. So nowadays in the concept, if we have enough thing for our future life, we are the successful. But in the Quran, Mufti Sahab, if you can give some lights on this, people have a concept of this is a successful. But actually what the Quran tells about this, what's the day, the planning for tomorrow and all that, the Quran also mentioned about the one day, about the future, the one day which is definitely come. Their planning is, yes, we're going to do this, 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 this. But maybe they die next day. The planning flop. They won't buy the house, they won't get married, nothing will be happen. But they still have planning for this. But one day, which is definitely come, this is the judgment day, which is mentioned in the Quran. So we as a planner in nowadays, we planning for everything for this world and we think we are the successful person. As you mentioned about the children, the way that we bring up the children as an investor to save our future. So we're deceiving our children as well. And we giving him that sort of mind that when they grow up, they do the same thing. So we need to change some kind of mentality or some kind of give some advice as well.
Investment in children we've just spoke about, which is I want to take into education, I want to spend money. The other investment in children is I believe that Allah is the best of planners. I'm leaving my children, my family to Allah Azza wa Jal. I know that inshallah Azza wa Jal, if he acts upon the sunnahs of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and he stays in accordance to the sharia that Allah Azza wa Jal has ordained for us, then he will look after me. Automatically he will look after me. This is my investment.
This is also very nice. And at the same time, that the real success is that you can enter paradise.
Bishop.
No, because if you enter paradise, there is no pain. There is no difficulty.
And no hardship there.
No hardship.
No trouble.
Everything
no problem.
Is provided. Whatever you think, you get it. And it's so pleasureful that you can never imagine. So those who reach Jannat, they are the real successful people.
Yes.
So now your children, if they are pious, they are ulama, they serve deen, they have any deeni dignity attached to them, then they will be making shafa'at. They would not leave their own parents and make shafa'at of other people. Ulama. Ulama will make shafa'at of countless people.
Allah.
Now, one of the most important things we as Muslims have is iman. But today, the sad reality is majority of Muslims, they don't worry about the iman. And the Muballigh Dawat Islami gave a beautiful example that this is one person. He's got everything in this world. He's got a bank balance, he's got family, he's got a nice house, he's got a beautiful business, he's got everything. But if he doesn't have iman, he's an unfortunate person. But that person, he might be living on the street. He's got no family, no relatives, no children, nothing at all. But if he has iman, he's one of the most fortunate people living in this world. Today,
no, definitely, Iman is the most important. Iman is the foundation. Mm. Iman is the, you know, the base, and it's a bunyad. Everywhere where Allah Subhanahu wa Taala talks about good deeds or talks about the reward of good deeds, you will find that Iman is mentioned first. You know, without Iman, amal is salih. I mean, good amal is not good.
Mm.
See, look at. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem that if you raise your voice over the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what happens? Antahbata a'malukum wa antum la tashurun. Your good deeds would be vanished and you would not even know. Now, good deeds are there. Namaz is there. Hajj is there. Zakat is there. Charity is there. Everything is there. Now it comes to the matter of aqidah, the iman. The matter of aqidah and iman is that be totally, absolutely respectful towards Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So raising your voice over the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the respect part is violated. And when the respect part is violated, the punishment comes immediately. And it's not a small punishment, that your whole lives, good deeds are vanished, and you might be hoping that, oh, in the mahshar when I go, I have good deeds. And then person sees the nama amal, it's nothing there. You learn to do the good deeds, but you did not learn how to keep the good deeds intact.
The main theme of this, Abhin, that you mentioned, that you will not be aware of that.
Yeah, that's
the most important thing. You still think, yes, I have a good deed, yes, and everything will be finished. Like in your bank, you think, yes, I am a richest person. When you go into the bank and your file is empty, so you think you have enough good deeds, and you not aware of that, everything will be gone.
Yeah, very important point. We find people, they do a lot of good things, they give a lot of charity. Every now and then you see they're running for Hajj, Umrah. They do their business with complete, you know, honesty. They don't let anybody down. Very upright, good kind of Muslims. But they're unaware of these things. How to, you know, relate themselves with Allah and His Rasul. The adab part, the respect part. If that part is weak, then it's very dangerous. Then that, they might be surprised that they had so many Hajj and Umrahs and charities and Zakat and built up so many masjids and did this and did that, fed so many people, looked after so many orphans and widows and blah, blah, whatever. But then, they were not careful how to talk about Him. They used, you know, words that showed no respect.
That's why it's mentioned in Quran, enter in the Islam fully, completely.
Yes.
And don't follow the footsteps of Shaitan. He's your open enemy. Mm-hmm. So he's already warned to us that come in the fold of Islam completely, not just pick and choose. Nowadays it's pick and choose. We're giving charities, but we're doing haram acts as well. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're reading namaz, but we're still watching something else, which is haram as well. We need to completely come in the fold of Islam and take everything of Islam. Not just pick and choose our own thing. That's what the Muslim, okay, respect of the Prophet. All these things is the main aqidah and main thing to us. Otherwise, this will be finished and you don't even aware of that.
So coming back to your point about Iman, how would you define Iman? If one says to you, is it something in my physical possession? What is Iman? You know, they say that you should keep, you want to die with an intact Iman. How do I know if my Iman's intact? How, like, because it comes to that point, you know, it's not something you have physically, so how would you go about?
At-tasdeeku ma ja'a bihi ar-rasul. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought with him to testify that. So, whatever we know through knowledge, we know that Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us and he told us that this is the kalam of Allah. Okay? So, we have to testify and endorse each and every word. There are ahadith which are mutawatir, and it's a mass transmission, you know, from generation to generation. they hold the status like verses of Quran. So denying them would be similar to denying Quran Kareem. So we need to believe that all that what is proven from authentic ahadith, that's what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us. Okay. Aqaid, Jannat, Jahannam, Akhirat, Qiyamat, angels, you know, jinns, whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us and informed us, we testify, we endorse. He is Akhiri Nabi, he is final prophet. There is no possibility of any other Nabi coming after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He brought that, he gave us that Aqidah. He made us understand. So everything that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought with him, and to stay on that firm till the last breath, then definitely person has died with Iman. But if he changed or nauzubillah committed, you know, kufr, words of blasphemy, uttered, and did not make tawbah. Of course, that also comes from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if a person insults Allah or any Rasul or Quran or any of the Sha'irullah, he goes out of the fold of Islam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that. So whatever comes from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, endorsing that, you know, attesting that, is Iman. So that must stay with the person all the time. Tasdeeq is not words actually. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is not Iman actually. The Iman is that endorsement of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So Iman is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is the word even a disbeliever can utter. So by uttering these words, it doesn't mean that he has become a believer. It's actually that endorsing, attestifying, tasdeeq, that stays with the person all the time.
That's why I would also recommend all brothers to read the book Fiyad Kalimat Ke Bare Mein, Sawal Jawab, published by Muktamatul Madina.
It's a wonderful book. Unfortunately, at this stage, it's in Urdu only, but we are hoping that in future,
inshallah,
it can come in English. Very beneficial.
As I mentioned before, there's various avenues that we can go to measure success. One of them is coming fully into Islam. And the way our blessed Prophet guided the people before us and is guiding us now into becoming successful is to follow the Sharia and follow his blessed sunnahs, each and every one of them, as much as we possibly can, to learn about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And through this, inshallah, azawajal, and through the blessings that the environment of Dawat-e-Islami of helping us to achieve this goal, that we will inshallah not only ourselves, our household, our road, our area, but as a nation, inshallah azawajal, we will be successful.
Inshallah.
From Alhamdulillah Mufti Sahib's Madani Pool, we have learned that to obtain real success, we must become real Muslims. We must live our lives according to the Sharia, according to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And indeed, if a person actually lives his life according to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to the Sharia, inshallah azawajal, he will be successful, not only in this world, but inshallah the hereafter as well.
Inshallah. Just one point I'd like to emphasize on especially is the importance of ilm al-deen. If one does not know what I'm going to say is going to take me out of Islam, etc., then how can he call himself a complete Muslim, right? So, alhamdulillah, in Dawah Islam, there are many opportunities which one can take to protect his iman, to protect his deen, his faith. And one of these, alhamdulillah, is Jamiat al-Madina, which is a global institute run by Dawah Islami, in which courses are done, or the Dars Nizami traditional course is done. And alhamdulillah, this course is one, you know, to strengthen your iman. And inshallah, if you were to take this up, it would be really beneficial, inshallah.
Of this up, last words.
See, we talk about success. We need to see real successful people and follow them. We will be successful. If we see gangsters being successful, they're not successful.
Mm-hmm.
They're running, hiding, short-lived, killed. For a few days you see, you know, some pomp and glory, and thereafter it's finished. If it's a, you know, sportsmen, actors, singers, that's, you know, their earning is
for a short time.
Wrong way, haram way, this and that. So they're not successful people. Successful people are prophets. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is successful. Sahaba are successful. Awliya are successful. Great ulama, imma, mujtahideen, shuhada, the martyrs that have given their lives in the path of Allah, they are successful.
And nowadays, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhul Aliya,
you
can say Alhamdulillah, it's changed the millions of the people.
Yes, he's successful. And there are other ulama and mashayikh, they are successful. All those that are pious. As a Muslim, this is, you know, our merit of success. So my humble advice would be, let's not see evil people and measure success. Let's take the real role models and see their success and then measure success based on that, and inshallah, we will attain real success of this dunya and in the hereafter, inshallah.
Mashallah. Beautiful Madni Fools, and inshallah, very soon we'll come back with another topic. Mere meethe sunaye bhaiyo, kamyab wohi hai, jo on the day of judgment, azab se, punishment se safe kar diya gaya. Yehi message hai aaj ka, ke Allah Ta'ala hum sab ko, on the day of judgment ka jo punishment hai, usse mahfooz farmaye, aur bila hisab jannat mein, hame aaka ka padosh ata farmaye. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Come to the way of salvation. Come to the way of Allah. Come to the way of salvation. Come to the way of Allah.